Welcome to the latest podcast from Talking About Loss. I'm joined by the founder, Jackie Gunn. Jackie, it's the first anniversary of the group this weekend, the first weekend in May, and you've got big news. Tell us more.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for the invite. Yes, amazing news. We are now, Talking About Loss is now a charity. We got charitable status this week, which is absolutely amazing. Feel very proud of what we've achieved in this last year, which basically started off with a handful of paper and me writing a few bits and pieces down and just thinking, gosh, where are we going to go from here? And a year later, we are a charity. So I'm very, very proud.
Look back to a year ago then, Jackie. You mentioned about the paperwork and this idea. Why did you feel the need to set up a group? What was it that you couldn't find that made you feel this was the answer?
So I went with my handful of paper to a lady in Shiptonthorpe, Tracy Beatty from 360 Marketing, and said to Tracy, please will you have a look at this? I'm not sure whether it's something that the community wants or needs, but I really did feel that it was something that I needed. I needed to do something to help with my grief after losing my father. And I didn't feel like I needed counselling. I just wanted a place to go, a safe place where I could just chat amongst people who knew what I'm going through and what I have been going through. And Tracy had a read of, I don't know how she actually made sense of everything, but she had a read through everything and said, well, she did have tears in her eyes and said, actually, you know, this has got legs. So we went from there.
And what did you do going from there?
My brain doesn't really stop. I'm constantly thinking, right, well, I can do this. And it's helping me. And I'm sure there's got to be so many other people out there that are in the same boat as me. So we came up with a name. Well, Tracy actually came up with the name Talking About Loss, which we abbreviate to TAL. It is what we do. We talk about loss, but loss does come in many forms. It's not just about bereavement. Sometimes it's loss of a job, loss of a relationship. And quite quickly we found, after setting up the Wellbeing Social Cafes, which the first one was in Bishop Wilton on the 2nd of May last year, there was lots of people who had lost people, but they were also suffering with anxiety, depression, not really knowing how to cope with losing their loved ones. And the groups have just really helped. So we kept doing once a month, we went to Driffield, Selby, we went all over the place, and everyone really, really enjoyed coming to the groups. And obviously we do have a therapist, a bereavement therapist, Kathy, who comes with us to them all, and she could offer that extra one-to-one if people needed a little bit more support with the pop-ups.
As you mark the birthday, though, we're standing in the TAL Community Hub at Cross Keys Court in Market Wheaton. What is this going to bring to the charity now you've got the building?
Well, Tony, what isn't it going to bring? There's so much that's going to happen. We're going to have a 3 days drop-in session. So everybody is welcome. There will be refreshments, activities, information. There will be some counsellors on site as well. So if anybody just needs that extra bit of support, they will be there. So we're going to be open 3 days a week, drop-ins, including refreshments, activities. We'll have guest speakers, we'll do workshops, and also we've got the wellness barn next door, which we will be doing fitness sessions. It is a multi-purpose studio, so there's going to be lots of yoga, Pilates, boot camp. We're going to do for families, children and babies. We've got mini yoga, relax kids, story massage. And we are on with sorting out creche facility as well.
We're in a difficult time, aren't we, with the lockdown, social distancing, that sort of thing. So I suspect, though, well, when the lockdown is eased, however it's eased, the demand on this sort of service will be greater than ever. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, in these very tricky times, we are offering Zoom wellbeing social cafes, which we have done a few over the last few weekends, which the response has been amazing and more people are joining us. It's very relaxed. Actually, I didn't realise how much I'd missed seeing lots of people. So it was lovely to see all these people on my screen. The next Wellbeing Social Cafe, if you'd like to join us, is on this Saturday, the 2nd at 4 p.m. If you want to find out a little bit more or you want the login details for Zoom, you do have to have Zoom on your devices. It's very, very easy to do. Even I can do it. If you go to www.talkingaboutloss.co.uk, we will have those login details on there. Or if you go to the Facebook site Talking About Loss, the logins will be on there too.
That's Jackie Gunn from Talking About Loss. Thanks for listening.